Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Flake, and I am your host today. I am a new senior here at AISJ, and in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into all the extracurricular activities offered at AISJ. From service learning to sports, we've got you covered. We'll discuss everything you need to know, and I'll answer the most common questions that new AISJ students and parents have about extracurricular activities at our school. As a new student myself, I know what questions we all have when exploring a new school. So I'm going to break down the key activities here at AISJ that students get involved with. To do that, I'll be using a Q&A format where I'll answer the 10 most frequently asked questions by new students and parents. We'll dive deep into the topics of service learning and extracurricular activities offered at AISJ. All right, let's kick off with the first question. What is service learning? Simply put, service learning is a group you meet with once a week and work together to solve and address an issue or just serve the community. Service learning at AISJ is all about giving back to the community through hands-on projects, while also learning important skills that will serve you for life. My own experience with service learning has been very impactful. I have had lots of valuable experiences being part of a team, working through problems. For example, I am in a service group called Amnesty International, which works to spread awareness of people who are wrongly prosecuted. So far, I have played a role in designing posters and helping to design shirts. It's a non-optional part of the AISJ experience, where students actively contribute to the community in meaningful ways. The best part is, service learning is student-led, meaning you get to shape the projects you're passionate about. All right, let's dive into question two. When is service learning? Service groups meet every Tuesday from 7:40 a.m. to 8 a.m. During this weekly meeting, groups typically discuss what they have accomplished since that time last week. They also plan the upcoming week. In addition to meetings in the morning, some service groups meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school as well. They do this so that students can have the opportunity to travel out of school for service projects, like picking up trash or visiting a local primary school. My service learning does not meet after school, but I have had the opportunity to join other service groups, like the Philly service group, which meets after school one day a week to spend time teaching children at a local primary school. Let's dive into question three. What service groups are available? There's actually a wide range of service groups at AISJ. This leaves a service group for everybody. For example, if you like cats, there's a service group dedicated to feeding homeless cats in the area. If you like teaching kids, then there's also a great option called the Philly service group. This group meets once a week with kids to teach them how to read and write. There's also a coding group, which teaches kids how to code. There's also an art group, which teaches kids how to draw and paint. A lot of these service groups can be very hard. Working with kids can be very tiring and difficult, but is one of the most rewarding things you can do with your time. My service group, Amnesty International, writes letters to governments that have wrongly prosecuted and incarcerated individuals who have influence in their community. A lot of what I do is spread awareness for our cause. Question four, why service learning is so important for new students? As a new student myself, this was one of the questions I had. In an interview with Ms. Merritt, our service learning coordinator, she said this: "The students that we have been engaging with in high school haven't had this experience at their previous schools and haven't had the opportunity to explore their interests, whether it be being with animals or people or the environment. And this allows an opportunity for people to connect in different ways to education and to learning. And that is what I would say sets service learning apart from traditional forms of education." Being a new student myself, I can confirm that Ms. Merritt is 100% correct. I have never been to a school that offered service learning. It truly was a great way of integrating me into the community. It gave me the opportunity to interact with new people and explore the community. This leads us into question 5. Why service learning? What do I gain? So why service learning? The point of service learning is to focus on others and forget about ourselves. Being in South Africa, there is no shortage of opportunities to serve. Service learning is AISJ's way of giving back to the community. And as students at AISJ, it is our responsibility to contribute to service. Even though service learning is about focusing on others, there's still a lot to gain. Firstly, you learn. After all, it is called service learning for a reason. You learn a lot. My service learning group has taught me tons of valuable skills on how to communicate with the team and organize projects. Regardless of what service group you choose, there's plenty of valuable skills for you to learn from your service leaders. Additionally, our service coordinator, Ms. Merritt, had this to say about the benefits of service learning. And service learning provides a way for a lot of students to tap into things that they might not necessarily get when they're engaged in things like math class or academic classes. So yeah, it offers people an opportunity to grow and to shine, and particularly those who might not see themselves as studious, they get to build other types of skills. And so I really appreciate and value that our school caters to that. Just to recap what Ms. Merritt said, service learning is a great way to build skills and to step out of your comfort zone by exploring new things. So just to recap, service learning at AISJ is a fantastic opportunity to give back, explore your interests, and develop new skills. With lots of options to choose from, it's a great way to contribute to the AISJ community while also setting yourself up for future success. Now let's move into something I was really excited about when I moved to AISJ, the athletic program. As a new student myself, I've had a lot of questions about the sports culture here, so I thought it'd be a great idea to answer some of the most common questions about sports at AISJ. What sports are offered at AISJ? AISJ has a robust sports program with 3 different seasons, so there's definitely something for everyone. In the first season, there's track and field, which I did myself, and volleyball. In the second season, there's rugby, basketball, and swimming. And in the third season, there's golf and football. There's always a lot of action happening in the sports calendar, so no matter when you arrive, you'll have plenty of opportunities to get involved. What is the AISJ sports culture like? AISJ has a very inclusive culture that prioritizes the students' experiences over results. This means that instead of focusing on winning, which it still does, it places heavy emphasis on character. They do this by making students live by the phrase, "It's not about me," or INAM, or INAM. This is on the back of every jersey to remind students that sports are about being a part of something bigger than yourself and pushing students to put their team needs above their own. AISJ also has a no-cut policy, which is great because it gives students a chance to prove themselves and earn their spot on an ICEA team. As a new student coming from a very competitive school, it was very refreshing to compete for AISJ. Even though I did not run well at track ICEA, I still had a great time cheering on my teammates. Okay, what are the AISJ athletic facilities like? AISJ has some incredible facilities for sports. Let me break down the different facilities and who uses them. First up, we have the lower field. This is a grass field which rugby, soccer, and track and field practice on. Next, we have the upper field. This is right next to the lower field, but mostly the middle school uses this field because it is smaller, but sports practicing in the off-season tend to use this as well. The treehouse. The treehouse is the nicest gymnasium at AISJ. With 2 full-sized basketball courts and a newly renovated floor, this is where most games are played for volleyball and basketball. Gold's. This is the other gym at AISJ. It also has 2 full-sized basketball courts, but isn't as nice, so it's used usually for practices. Golf course. Yes, we have a golf course. and it's actually pretty nice. And as you might have guessed, golf uses this. Track. The biggest shock to me when coming to AISJ is that we used a grass track. Grass tracks have lots of disadvantages, but fear not, because according to our athletics director, there is a plan to build a real track in the coming years. How often do sports teams compete? Throughout each sports season, AISJ usually schedules multiple games with local schools from South Africa. There are plenty of sports tournaments hosted by AISJ where local and international schools all come to compete. However, all of this is just preparation for ICEA. ICEA is a sports tournament that happens every season for every sport. 8 teams from Kenya, Mozambique, Uganda, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, Zambia, South Africa, and Tanzania all come to a school for this tournament. One of the schools from this tournament will host, and the other 7 will fly out and stay in a hotel near the school. ICEA tournaments typically last 3 days, and games are played in a typical tournament structure. My ICEA experience was very fun. I went to Ethiopia for cross country and track and field. It was definitely a cultural experience where I was able to try local foods and compete with kids from all around the world. ICEA also marks the end of the season. Following ICEA, there is usually a 3-day break and then right on to the next season. Alright, final question. What options are there for me if I don't like sports? No worries. AISJ offers lots of extracurricular activities beyond sports. There's a wide variety of after-school activities that are offered here at AISJ. First up, we have drama. This year, the drama department has been working to perform Shrek the Musical, which the whole school got to see from kindergarten till 12th grade. They meet after school to practice and develop the play themselves. Next, we have art. There's also an art ICEA where people from all schools go and practice their art skills. Next, we have cooking. There's an international cooking class after school for AISJ students. In this class, they can learn to cook foods from all over the world. We also have an archery program where students can practice archery and learn the sport. Apart from regular after-school activities, there's also events like the 5K Fun Run, International Day, and house events. AISJ works with a 4-house system, having a red team, a blue team, a yellow team, and a green team. On your first day at AISJ, you will be given a shirt and assigned to a house. Throughout the year, there will be lots of events and opportunities to earn points for your team, such as a fun run, sports tournaments, and Spirit Week. At the end of the year, all the points will be counted, and the house with the most points will be declared the winner. House events are great because they create a real sense of community. We also have senior-specific events, events that only seniors attend, such as the Senior Sunset, Senior Sunrise, and then potlucks throughout the year. These events are planned almost entirely by seniors themselves. So to recap, AISJ offers a wide range of sports, from basketball to rugby to golf and to football. The sports culture here is very inclusive, so no one is left out. And the facilities are amazing. And if sports aren't your thing, fear not. There are tons of other extracurricular activities to get involved in, from art to drama to cooking clubs and service learning. And if that's not enough for you, house events are a great way to get involved as well. To summarize this episode, AISJ offers lots of opportunities to learn outside the classroom. From service learning, to arts, to sports, AISJ always has an inclusive environment that pushes students to contribute and to learn by stepping out of their comfort zone.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.